Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on the Healing Hour, and I'm your host, Minister Arthur Berg, yes, the third. And this is a live show, and I got a special guest. But before we get to our special guest, I got to definitely let you know that we are on Blog Talk Radio. That is blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Check us out online on blogtalkradio.com. And then, if you can, call in. Call in. The number is 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. But if you can't reach us there, we have another number. That is 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. I'm telling you, this is a special guest. This is my brother. This is somebody who I pretty much grew up with all my life. And like I said, before we get to the special guest, I always want to do our motivational moment. Listen, I keep telling everybody, you know, God gives us big dreams. He gives us big goals. He gives us big visions. And then sometimes when he gives us these big things, we don't always know what to do. But when I checked the record, I always said that Noah was told to build the ark. He was told to have a blueprint on how to do it, what tools to use, what format to use. But the Bible never said Noah was an ark maker. So if God has given you something big, and he gives you all the tools, and he gives you everything you need, he gives you the blueprint, don't be afraid to do it just because you've never done it before. Because if Noah was never an ark maker and he built an ark, guess what God can do for you in the vision that he gave you. So let's build those things. Let's build on what God is giving you. Even if you've never touched it, even if you've never seen it, God gave it specially for you. And always, like I said, we're going to be doing this year, we're doing our evangelism moment. You know, I always say that a lot of churches want to evangelize, but some of them don't know how. So if we're going to evangelize, if we're going to witness, for the last month, I've set the same line. I'm going to do the same line for the whole entire month. If you want to be an effective evangelism tool in your community, the first thing you have to do is get to know the people in your neighborhood. Knock on doors, say hi, get to know people, you know, walk through the streets, you know, play ball with the kids, jump rope, but get to know the people in your neighborhood. And then when you get to know them, get to know the needs of the people in your neighborhood. When you get to know them and you get to know what they need, evangelism is a lot easier. That's our motivational element for the month. That's our evangelism tool for the month. Don't forget that. Get to know the people in your neighborhood and get to know their needs, and evangelism will be so much easier. All right, let's jump right into it. My special guest is somebody that I grew up with. I've known him ever since I was, 11 years old. I was in middle school. He was in high school. We grew up together. You know, we ate dinner at each other's houses. You know, he would come to my house and eat, and I wasn't even there. He's a part of the family. You know, we've been through a lot of different things together. He was in my wedding. I was at his wedding. When my father passed, he was right there. When he lost his brother, I was right there. We were right there for each other. So we've been through a lot of things together. We've been through ministry together for over 20-something years, right?
Wow. That's
crazy. Wow. Think about it. I went to Messiah when I was 14. I'm 35, wow. About to be 36. It's almost 21 years. We've been serving together 21 years, bro. That's crazy. So I want to introduce to everyone online, everyone on the phone, Chester B. Davis. Come on, bro, talk to the people. What's going on?
Hey, how are y'all doing? What is going on, man? What is happening? First of all, I just want to thank you, man, for having me on the Healing Hour today, or tonight, rather, man. I just feel good, man. I'm excited. I'm just ready to go, man. First of all, I can't believe it's been like 20-something years. Like, that's kind of crazy. Just
to think about it,
you know what I'm saying?
You was 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 11 when we first met. I was 11 years old. Young and crazy.
Good stuff.
Fuck wild. Yeah, he was doing all types of craziness. I remember, all right, y'all, for everybody that's on the air, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. So, when me and Chester would run through the school, we went to school together. Me and Chester would run through school, and we would go around the school and lay hands on people. And we would run around school, and we would lay hands on people, and we would stop praying for people. And we would just, you know, acting crazy, acting silly. And we would run around and lay hands on people and make them fall out, and, you know, act like we was in church. And one of the teachers was like, y'all better stop playing like that. But Chester's mother, who I'm going to get into, who I'm going to talk about in a minute, Chester's mother said, no, let him go here. One day it's going to be real. And look at us now.
Lord help you.
Chester, you know, it's a pleasure for you being on the show, man. Really, you know, honored for you to be on the show. Please. Tell us about just yourself, like who you are. Tell us about the Chester Davis Music Group. Tell us about who you are, the Chester Davis Music Group, and then we're going to get some real questions in a few minutes. So, yeah, just tell us about you and the Chester Davis Music Group.
All right, man. First of all, as you know, I'm Chester Davis. Man, I'm like the guy that's been around that nobody knows, but that everybody knows. Like, so, like, your cousin might know me. Your uncle might know me. And sometimes they know me from either two places. They know me from work, or they know me from church. That's how I work. So, you know, I've been a musician all my life. We'll get into those things. I've played the drums. I've sung the gospel, rapped the gospel, quartetted the gospel, you know, preached the gospel, whatever happens. You know what I'm saying? I was raised in church, and so... it's just now, it's my time. It's time that, you know, what God is doing in my life. And, you know, I just feel like this is the season to do it in. And so we just thank God that he's allowed me to be a vessel to be used for him. And the Chester Davis Music Group is just that, brother, the Chester Davis Music Group. We can take care of all your musical needs. Funeral, bar mitzvahs, block party, church event. Any event, if you call us, we'll be there. No, but we'll be there. But it's just some people that have gotten behind the vision that I've had. And, man, just trying to get, you know, just trying to do what God has called us to do. That's pretty much
right.
Chester Davis Music Group and Chester Davis in a nutshell.
Right. See, a lot of people don't know, man, you came from a historical family in Philadelphia. I know you like to downplay a lot of things, but, you know, your family... especially Bishop Chester B. Davis and Reverend Joyce Davis, you know, the city knows her as the Shirley Caesar of Philadelphia. Like, you know, like they don't understand, like, you know, your pop, even with you, you know, back in the day, you was in a quartet group, and you was the little kid singing quartet music and playing the drums at the same time. Like, you know, you come from a musical background. You have, you know, it's all your brothers, it's five of y'all. All of y'all play instruments. All of y'all sing gospel. Y'all was like the gospel Jackson Fives back in the day, the Soul Stirrers back in the day. And in this musical family, you know, you ain't had no choice but to sing. Like, you ain't had no choice. Yeah, even like back in the day when we was in high school, man, like, I mean, we was rapping in church.
Right.
Like, they would call us to do rap gigs, and like, these dudes is really rapping in church. Like, so, I mean, tell me about just, like, being in a musical family. Like, all that music in one house.
Well, one thing for sure, man, we had some great times. I just appreciate my mom. My mom, you know, Reverend Joyce Davis, she played 3 or 4 instruments herself, guitar, bass,
right,
and piano, and she sung. So, you know, that's, you know, and then my dad, he's musically inclined himself, you know, he holds it down on the singing, and he was also the number one tambourine player back in the day in the city. That's my pop. Before it became a thing, he was the man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so anyway, but just growing up, man, it's like, you know, one thing, my mom, she raised me on different styles of music, but it was all gospel. And especially back in the 80s when I was young, in the early 90s, that stuff wasn't really pop. Like today, you can get music, you can get it online, you can YouTube, you can find like different, you know, styles of gospel music. But back then, it was kind of hard to find. But she kind of raised me on different styles, Christian jazz, Christian pop. You know, they had the Carmens, you know what I'm saying? Also, the Mike Perkies, that's country western gospel. I was raised on all that kind of stuff like that. So it was like an awesome time. One thing I know, when we get together, one thing we knew was when we got together for family time, the holidays and all that, two things were going to happen on the holidays. We was going to eat and we was going to sing. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Eating and singing. You've been there. You already know.
Yeah.
Everybody got a keyboard or something in their house. Eating, man, and singing. And so it's just an awesome thing, man. It's like, you know, it's great, man. All my brothers play drums. Everybody play drums. All my brothers play. I play drums. And it's just, you know, it's just a great time, man. Yep, keyboards. I got 3 brothers. They play keyboards. And, and so it was a great time, man. It's like a great time in my house, man. It's just like one of them. Music has always been a fabric of my life. I can't even clean or I can't do nothing without, I got to have some music on, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how it was, you know, growing up and everything.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, y'all, he's really downplaying this thing because y'all, like, downplaying it because he plays 2 instruments himself, drummer and singer. Yeah, drummer, singer, and keyboard player. I need y'all to understand. and he produces, too. So don't think he's just down. He's downplaying a lot of this stuff. Because if you are in the church world, if you understand church, his mother has literally sung everywhere. And she does. She plays the keys, the guitar, the drums. So this little short woman raised 5 boys. And all of them was scared of her. They was all taller than her, bigger than her, and all of them was scared of her. matter of fact, she way older now. We still scared. All of us still scared.
right.
But you know, definitely having that music background and just, you know, being involved, and you know, I've seen your mother grow up, and it's funny because music, you know, as much as, you know, as saved and as, you know, as great of, not just a singer, because she always said, I'm not just somebody's songbird, you know, because she had a word, too. She was a preacher, too, dynamic preacher, too. And, and it was just the fact that she listened to all types of music. I remember your mother would listen to country. And she would break out. She would break out country. She knew country gospel songs. She knew how to adapt to the environment that she was in. Like we've seen her sing in all different types of atmospheres. I've seen her sing. Remember we went to a Jewish synagogue, and she sung inside of a Jewish synagogue.
Right.
Like, and that takes real, not just talent, that takes anointing, like, you know, and just the understanding of your craft. And man, you know, they passed that gift down to you. And, you know, I just want to know, as far as, you know, the music, you know, we're living in a time where there's gospel, there's inspirational, And, you know, there's clearly been a line in the sand on what's what. So, Chester Davis, what type of artist are you?
I'm a gospel artist.
Okay.
First and foremost, I'm definitely a gospel artist. At the same time, I feel like that all music has a purpose.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Right.
All music has a purpose. Listen, I'll sing anywhere if they want me to come sing. I feel like as gospel artists, we should bring the gospel to any situation.
Right.
Any situation is appropriate for the gospel. There is not a bad time for good news. You won't get that in a minute. But the gospel means what? Good news.
Come on,
there's
sir.
Not a bad time. There's not a bad time or a bad place or a bad situation for good news. So as
right.
just like if you was a preacher and you have to go preach, you're sent to preach at places sometimes in the unfamiliar or unpopular.
Right.
That's the same
right.
way as artists, as musicians, as minstrels, as we should be available.
Right.
Where God needs us at. And sometimes
right.
God will send you places where nobody else will go. Well,
that's right.
Let me in, I'll go. You know, first of all, you know me already. I'm not
right.
ashamed of the gospel. Point blank,
right.
I'm not ashamed. I've never
right.
been ashamed. And so I truly feel like, you know, I'm a gospel artist, but I'm going to tell you something. I'll go wherever God send me at. If I know that's the place where God wants me to go, I promise you, I'll go.
Mm-hmm. Right, because we've been at the club.
That's right.
Yo,
I remember.
Been at the club.
I can tell a matter of fact. I can tell a story. I remember when we was rapping, and I never forget. It was almost crazy, man. I remember we had just recorded our first little song in the studio, and
right.
the guy who recorded us, he wasn't saved, and so, man, I never forget this. It's a great story. He wasn't saved. And so we went in there and did what we had to do. And he said that he was putting on an event. Now, he said, I'm putting on an event. He said, I want y'all to come rap. Now, understand, like, he done heard what we doing. We, you know, it wasn't like in the middle of the room. We was definitely gospel, Jesus and everything, you know, stuff that people
yeah.
want to hear. And anyway, so he was like, but I want you guys to do an event. He said, but this event is not really a church event. Would you mind doing it? So we were like, yeah, you know. Oh, yeah, you know, cool, no problem. But I didn't know what I was getting into, right? So,
yes,
so, you know,
we
I think it was like, cool. Listen, so we went, you know, they called, you know, we went to the event. It was at like a bar and grill type place. Anyway.
Yeah, it was actually the ninth floor lounge. I remember that, John. We was there. We was in there.
Listen, like, we went in the event and, you know, I was kind of nervous because, like, the situation was we were, like, the only
mm-hmm.
gospel group, the only gospel group in this place. Everybody else, you know, they had the hat back with the thug, pants hanging, all that. You know, so it was like, all the, they had the gangster rappers and the this and that and the so-and-so. And I just was like, you know, at first I started to get a little nervous, but I realized that, hey, man, you just don't know who's here. You understand?
Right.
And so, anyway, make a long story short, man, we went, and as we began to talk, and what we used to normally do when we came up, we always gave our testimony. So at this time, we was like, should we give our testimonies or not? But you know what? We said that we're going to stick to the plan that we've always had. This is how it always worked for us, and blah, blah, blah. And if you remember, we gave our testimony, and we tell them where we came from, and so forth and so on. And before I knew it, when I looked up, there was a lot of church people in the crowd. That was crazy. There was a lot of church people in the crowd that day. I didn't know. And we went on it. And we went on and did what we had to do. And
right.
I never forget, man. People start coming up to us saying that we were an inspiration to them for us just standing,
wow.
doing what we were doing while we were there.
Yeah.
You just never
right.
know who's hearing you or who's listening to when you're being used.
Yeah.
You never know, man. So you never... You should always be ready for God's work. Always be ready.
Right.
Always be ready.
And let me tell you something. That night, yo, we was beat. Like, you want to talk about a church that was beat? The whole thing. the whole family. Your mom was there. Your brothers was there. I remember, Debbie was there. Like, yeah, that drum was deep, man. We was in there. And all of, you know, everything was going on. We watched the performances. But
yep.
they knew God was in the building. They knew
Come
God
on.
Was in the building.
Come on.
So establishing that, you know, you're a gospel artist, and you know, you're right in between, because you know a lot of people don't understand what I mean by in between. You're right in between, to where your mother, just like I grew up, like, you know, your parents, your grandparents, you know, they was listening to Andre Crouch and Commission and Lou Williams and Willie Neil Johnson, and you know, they grew up, you know, with traditional, that wasn't even traditional gospel back then, but now traditional gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kurt Carr, so, you know, they grew up on traditional gospel. So when you were growing right. up, you know, all you knew was traditional gospel. Then the Kirk started creeping in. Then, you know, people don't understand how big Commission changed, like, the entire gospel game. Like, everybody thinks,
right.
you know, Commission is the old dudes that's singing now. No. Like, when people heard Commission, they were talking about these dudes are secular. Like, you know.
Yeah,
when BBC C. Winers came out, they was like, oh, that's not gospel, that's secular music. Like, you know, so we were a part of the transition of how gospel
right.
music, you know, had different notes and it had different tones and it matured into something else. And now we're in a completely new generation of gospel where, you know, there's gospel hip hop, there's gospel rap, there's
right.
I don't know what these dudes talking about, but they talking about gospel R&B, which really doesn't make any sense, but yeah,
right.
But, you know, but there's
right.
there's contemporary gospel, you know, and there's different elements and different ideas to gospel, and it's evolved, and I think it's evolved in a great way. And when people talk about how gospel music has changed, they don't understand that it's changed because people have changed and you're living in a new era, and
right.
they're sounding like the era they grew up in, and that's all music is. So if you were to say your style, you know, your style of music, what's your style? I mean, because you got your own thing, but you're old soul, bro. So what's your style?
I would say if you, man, all right, so let's just say, like, it's like quartet/praise and worship.
Okay.
If that's the best way I can explain it, right? What I mean by that is, like, you know, like, I'm a praiser, man. Like, I, you know, we set the atmosphere. I'm a praiser from the jump. That's where I'm at. You understand?
Right.
And we're going to worship. So it's like if you like, let's say if you like Deidre Haddon, right?
Uh-huh.
And you like Paul Morton and Norman Hutchins, I'm probably right along those lines. If
wow.
you get what
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay.
If you like these, you know how these would go hard from the jump. Boom.
Right,
you know
right, right.
So if you, you know, but if you like Norman Hutchins, like Norman Hutchins' music is like really nice. It's laid
uh-huh.
up, you know, but it's still like there where people can, where like generations can understand, like younger people and older people can understand what he's talking about, what he's doing. So I'm kind of like right in between there. It's like gospel rap meets praise and worship meets quartet at the same time. If that's such a man, that's probably me. That's where I'm at. I just like to go with the flow, man. Whatever,
right.
whatever the flow is, that's where I'm going with. Whatever the flow is, man, that's where we at. You understand? Whatever the atmosphere needs, I'm calling on God, and we're trying to meet that right there. So sometimes
right.
the atmosphere might need a little quartet, right? You got to be
right.
able to do that. Some atmosphere
yeah.
needs some worship. You got to be able to do that. Some atmosphere needs
yeah.
praise. You got to be able to see what's happening and get it going. You know what I mean? Some people might not understand any of those things, so you got to touch people where they're at. So that's kind of where I'm at, in the middle. I'm like a Diedrich meets Paul Morton meets Norman Hunter's meat, you know.
Okay. So
it's like a mess.
And don't think that he does all of, you know, these new songs and nobody know. Nah, he got a calendar. And he remind me, because just for those who are listening who may be, you know, at the, you know, different cup, you got to understand, he remind me of Keith Wonderboy Johnson.
Lord.
But yeah,
that's my man, by the way. Tell me, put me on the song.
Go ahead. Tell me, put me on. If you're listening,
Keith, if you're listening, I'm
begging.
I get on the song.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I know all you're music.
I got you.
So. Keith, what the boy Johnson. That's who. That's who reminds you of. All right. So, yes, I just want to let everybody know who's listening. Once again, I need you guys to call in. Call in. Ask some real questions. You know that you might be a praise and worship leader yourself. You may be a musician yourself, and you want to know what it takes to get to that next level. What, you know, what things you need to do to get to that next leap in your career, and just maybe how to serve, you know, your church better as far as praise and worship. I'm telling you, this man has a lot of knowledge, a lot of understanding when it comes to praise and worship. Call in. I'm telling you, 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. Ask some questions, because we need to, you know, we need to pick his brain while he's here. You know what I mean? This group, you know, he's been posting videos and small clips, you know, different concerts and different shows, and he's already booked up. You know what I mean? I told him, when I go out and preach, I gotta get him, you know, let me check your calendar so I can squeeze in somehow. And he started laughing at me. I'm like, I'm serious, because, you know, your schedule is crazy. But all right, so for everybody who's listening, all right, I want to know, what are you listening to right now?
Me?
Yeah, what are you listening to?
Right now?
Yeah, like, what's your vibe? What's your song right now?
I have two artists I'm listening to right now. I can pull them up. One is Doobie Powell. If anybody's familiar with Doobie Powell, he's like one of the most, the word abstract is wrong, but he's definitely a different line of gospel, but he's dope. Doobie's like my favorite artist. He has a song called Peace and Love. I'm actually listening to that. I was listening to that today. And then I pulled up an old Rance Allen song. Well, I think I pulled up an old Rance Allen song called All Day Long. That's my joint. I love it. And then Avery Brown, every time I turn around, that's blessing. Man, that joint just blessed me so much. You know, that's my kind of style of song. So that's kind of what I'm listening to right now. As well as Chester Davis, Nobody Greater. We listen to that too.
Okay. All right. So
now I will say this. When I'm like getting ready for church or I'm home, I probably want some Miranda Curtis. I love Miranda Curtis, man. I know you like Miranda Curtis. Yes, sir. My kind of girl. Ty Galbraith, I listen to him, you know. I put him on. You know, he just put me right where I need to be at.
And I remember I was at your house one day, and I was like, you know what? I like Miranda Curtis, or she do covers, or she do other people's songs, but I don't really like her stuff like that. And you pretty much told me off. And you what you mean you don't like Miranda Curtis? I'm like, she all right. Like, she's great on everybody doing everybody else's song. But her song, that ain't ever. Listen to the album again. Yeah. I was like, all right, I went back and listened to the album. I was like, all right, you're right. Miranda Curtis,
man. Yeah, great material. Great, man. You know, I love simplicity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love when you can hear a song and you can come back and just sing it right after they sing it the first two or three times. I kind of love that. That just puts you right where you need to be at. So I think she has some great music. Like, it's just the content is really good, and you can come back and sing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go back and sing it in your heart. So that's why I like her so much. Like, she's a great artist, man. Great inspiration to me anyway. I appreciate it.
Hello?
All right, we're going to be looking to get Reverend Burgess back on. He'll be back on in a second. Have to make a little adjustments. But, yes, so as you guys were talking about some things, and we got Reverend Burgess back on. Here you go, Reverend Burgess.
Right, right. All right, so, all right, Chess, we had a little technical situation, but don't worry about it. All right, so we did all the background stuff. So now we got to get into the show on the 22nd. The show this weekend. We got to talk about the show. Ain't no point in doing all this. We don't dig into what's coming up.
Right.
Tell me about the 22nd. I want to know all the details, and I want to know what's going on for the 22nd.
Okay, well, on February the 22nd, we're officially releasing my first single called The Greater Anthem. I recorded a few months ago, and it's a great song that was written, and we put this thing together, got everybody, the music group got about 15, almost 20 people to put this one song together, God bless, about 15 to 20 people to put this song together. Yeah, right, man. It's like, you know, everybody came together. And on the 22nd is the single release concert. First of all, the 22nd is my birthday. So it just worked out as my birthday. I'm turning a year older, and I figured there's no better way to celebrate than to come out with the first single that I had. So as the release concert, I want everybody who's listening, you should really make it out. If you want to see who I am or, like, what I'm doing or where I'm at or who is this guy, why they even have him on the radio show, you should come out to the single release. It's going to be great. We have two other artists that are also want to be on there also with myself, and it's me. So it's not like a long, drawn-out thing. We have two other artists, Jonah, my folks, they're going to be there, and also Kevin Thomas from Washington, D.C. He's coming all the way up from D.C. to come be with my brother. So I think that everybody should, you know, make their way out. We're going to have a great time. Come with your dancing shoes. Put the good shoes on that you want to dance in, and you know, because you're going to be on your feet, and get your worship hands. Get your dancing shoes and your worship hands, all right? You need your worship hands and your dancing shoes, because we're going to have a great time. You know, I'm just going to go with God. God gave us something, man. I'm so excited, man. I just can't believe it. You know, I'm like excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. I just can't believe that it's really happening. You know, I sat there for years, talked about, you know, what we're trying to do and what I want to do. And it's finally to see it finally come through. To see it finally come through, man, it's just, like, amazing, bro. Like, I must tell you, it's amazing. It's not my first recording, but actually me singing, number one. And, like, you know, just that whole thing, this whole other vibe, man, it's been crazy, man. It's amazing. Like, thank God, man.
Okay.
I give more to glory, bro. That's the truth.
Wow. So, all right, it's called The Greater Anthem. That's your first single that's going to be coming on the 22nd. And, you know, you've had some big voices in this group. I'm talking about, like these are your praise team. how did you, you know, get these, you know, voices together, you know, to make this one sound? Like, well, you know, how did you even make this thing happen?
Well, I did like Jesus did. When Jesus went, I'm like, the beat, no.
Come on,
sir. I'm going to tell you what happened, man. Some of the group is consisted of, you know, the Lord allowed me to work with a few churches throughout my career, or throughout my journey, and some of them are made up of some of the praise team members from different churches that I've been affiliated with over the years. And then some of the group are friends that I've been affiliated with over the years, I went to school with, and others that I met throughout. And so they all kind of came together, and they love me, thank God. They love me, and they kind of came together. The musicians I kind of knew, you know, because I played drums, so I kind of knew a few cats to get together and put this thing together, and they kind of got behind it, man. I'm just surprised that they really got behind this thing. I'm just wow. I really got behind this thing, and so that's where like the group is made up of a few 3-18 members that I've knew and a couple other friends I knew over the years.
Wow. All right, so I'm gonna ask the big question. Is a big question. You know, it costs a lot of money to get in the studio. You know, it takes a lot of effort to, you know, put a project like this together. You know, what all did you, because people don't understand it's a lot of work. They think they just wake up one morning, drop a single, and that's it. What's some of the work, like the hard work, the grind that came into putting this project together? And you know, if you can share, you know, did it cost you a lot? You know, did God bless you through this process? How did it work, man?
Well, anything that you want done and you want it done right is going to cost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Anything that you want done, right. And so just we'll get to this. We'll start with this first part. It's just like everything costs, you know what I'm saying? Like studio time costs, musicians and this and that and the other. You know, like for instance, like if you just for one song, I had to do 2 different sessions. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I had to do, like, actually record the song with everybody that I had involved, and then we had to come back and mix it. That cost too. You understand?
Right.
So the Lord just blessed, man, you know, pocket back. Hello, all. That was out of pocket, but the Lord blessed me to have it and be able to get it done, and I appreciate
wow.
that. Also, with our voices, I had to, like, bring a lot of them together. And
okay.
so what we had to do was we had to get a vocal coach. We got a vocal coach. Shout out to my man, Wavy Austin, the one of the best vocal coaches in this country, brother. And I'm telling
wow.
you, he got them. And when you hear this song, he blended and got them voices together, and he got them singing as one. And, I mean, I just when I'm in the studio, I couldn't believe it. You know, I just couldn't believe that this was really – coming out like this. It was awesome. And so, you know, you know, it takes a little work and everybody, like, you know, it ain't just me, but you know, you have to have a team. Like it didn't work by himself. Jesus had disciples, you understand? And they went
right.
through and they preached the gospel together. Jesus had disciples, but he just do it by himself. He had help.
Right.
And so just like me, I had a lot of help, you know what I mean? It was about 13 singers that sung on there, you know, about 4 or 5 musicians. And I got my vocal coach, and so, like, that's all the work, and putting all the rehearsal times and all the rehearsals, man, you know, trying to get everybody and everybody get there, kind of what it took to get this one song out. Not an album, just this one
right.
song.
One song.
You know what I'm saying? But,
one
you know,
song.
It takes work, man. One thing I'll say is, if anything you want to do, especially when you want to do it for God and you want to do it for the right cause, you want to, you know, do the proper way and get the work done and do it right. Because at the end of the day, we're not only just representing ourselves, we're representing Christ. And when people hear your music, you don't want bad mixes, you don't want this and that, number 3, you want it done in excellence. And I'm telling you, when it's done in excellence, you will see the result.
Wow. I'm excited, man. I'm ready. I'm hyped for the show. You know, I've been telling everybody, been posting the show, you know, making sure I show love, you know, want people to see what's going on, because, you know, this is a dream, you know, this isn't just, you know, a fly by night situation, man. You put
right.
years into this, you know, you put years into, you know, grooming your skill and harnessing it and you know, creating an aesthetic, creating your own lane. And, you know, it's finally coming to pass, man. I said, I got to be a part of this. I got to figure out how, you know, to really put something into this, invest something into it, man. And the sky's the limit, bro. Like, there ain't no limits. Ain't no limits. We, you know,
right.
we moving. And it's crazy. Like I said, you know, it's been years. It's been years. And, you know, I've seen you, you know, touch every element of music, possible. And you've been through it all. I remember, I mean, there was a time where, you know, everybody was acting crazy, touring and going this place, and you could have been in the same vibe, same way, doing the same thing everybody else, but you stayed straight. You know, what I mean? you stayed on course. I mean, because, you know, let's be honest, we know what goes on a lot of times, and hey, you didn't follow the trend. You stayed on course. And now we get to see the fruit of the labor. You know, real quick, you know, if there's an artist out there who's listening, and there's somebody out there who says, you know, I want to take my music gift to the next level. I want to, you know, make sure, you know, not just, you know, my church hear me, but the world hear me. If you could give one piece of advice to somebody listening right now, what would you tell them?
I'll tell them first, consult God. That's number one. I know it's cliche. I know it's like the right thing to say, but number one is the only thing to say, right? Consult God, because we try to go on one path and God is trying to tell us to go another way. So we want to make sure that this is the clear path that God has for you in this season. You got to take things in season. So in that season, just consult God and begin to get into your word. And once that happens, start writing down what you want.
Right.
A lot of times we talk, I want this, we see this, we see that. So we really don't write it down. And so for me, like this year, I wrote a few things down that I would like to see and what I want. And then when that happens, you know, consult God, write down what you want. And, you know, what I tell him, if you don't walk the vision, God ain't got no reason to make provision. That's what was told to me. One day.
Yes, sir.
It said,
come on, say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Listen, you, in order for God to make provision, you got to walk the vision.
Yes, sir.
Point blank. And so I know sometimes it's like you don't know which way to go. Pray to God. God will send you what you need when you're right where you need to be at. God will send you what you need. And then I always say, get somebody else. If it wasn't for the team I had around me, I couldn't have been able to do this by myself. Like all these people and getting all these people together, I had somebody else with to help me. And God will send you help. Thank God for my wife. And let me say this right now. My wife, she has done an excellent job of keeping this thing together. Zyla went crazy, but she has done an excellent job of keeping this thing going and keeping me on point. You want somebody that can talk to you when you're down. You want somebody that can talk to you when you need to be at, and when the moment when you try to get, sometimes when you're doing the work, one thing I learned, when you're doing the work, any work that you're doing, and sometimes you'll start getting to, you know, if it's not going the way you wanted to go, you'll get to a self-pity thing. But you need somebody to lift you up, say, hey, man, you ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
You got to do this.
Yeah.
And we got to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you need somebody that kind of help you out. I tell any artist, you consult God, you write your vision down, and get somebody to kind of help you, to kind of see what you're doing, you'll be on the right path. And then believe.
Right.
And then, you know, you're going to have to believe in yourself when nobody else believes in you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You're going to have to believe in yourself when nobody else believes in you. You're going to have to believe, especially if you know this is what God wants you to do. Then you go ahead, man. You stay right there where you need to be at and be exactly who you need to be, because, you know, I always say they'll catch up to you when it's time. Because when it's time, and when it's your time, it is just your time. That's it.
Right.
When it's your time,
right.
It is just your time. Our job is to keep focused. You keep focused on whatever that goal is that you have. You stay focused on it. You will achieve it if you stay focused.
Wow. See, you come over here and you start preaching.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. It's while we're here, it's just the truth, man. Like, I've through the years, man, I've went through everything through the years. I've given this testimony one time we were speaking a few months ago about how I dealt with depression and I battled with depression. And I was looking at everybody else. I was looking at everything, what everybody else was doing, instead of what I need to do. Now, my mind is focused on what everybody else is doing. Meanwhile, I'm not doing anything. So how can God begin to move if I'm not even willing to be used? I'm too focused on what everybody else is doing. And so I had to consult God, and he had to get with me and show me, hey, man, you're not even going in the way you're going. And look what happened, man. I mean, I'm not talking about this is just recently. Look what has happened. As soon as I started moving into where God wanted me to move when I started moving and wanted to be used by him. Here we are having an interview, and I'm talking about that very experience. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, again, God has not given us a spirit of fear. He gives us a love, power, and a sound mind. Those things go together.
Come
love,
on.
Power, and a sound mind. And so
yes.
I'll just say that, you know, I say that any artist is hard sometimes as artists we go through because we kind of see like, oh, man, I know I can do that. Or we see other artists on television. We see everybody, you know, you kind of, you know, think you're just that good. And it just hasn't happened. Why doesn't that happen for you, man? Well, it's just not the time yet. But when it, but your job is to stay focused, man. You stay focused.
Right.
You stay where you need to be at and where God wants you. It will be your time.
Mm.
You just gotta accept. You just gotta accept what God has given you. That's all.
Wow. Listen, you know, you're talking about, you know, music. This is about purpose. Everything you said is about purpose. It,
wow.
You know,
wow.
And, you know, you come in, you know, I like when I talk to Chance because, you know, he always preaches to you. and he's the main one. Listen, y'all understand, he's a deacon, he's a pastor, you know, he's, you know, your worship leader. He wears so many different hats. But at the end of all of this stuff, he ain't nothing but a frustrated Baptist preacher. Let me tell you this right now. But Chess, real quick, you know, it's around 8:45, and at this
okay.
part of the show, every time we do the show at 8:45, we call this the most important part of the show because we offer somebody who's listening salvation. You know, a lot of people, you know, we talk about so many ministries, we talk about so many different things, but at the end of the day, all this singing, all this preaching, if it ain't about getting souls saved, what's the point of doing it? You know, what's the point in and talking about what we're doing now or what we're doing next if it ain't about introducing someone to the saving grace of Jesus Christ? So, you know, we always say at this part of the show, it's about offering salvation to someone. So we call this the call to salvation. And real quick, I just want to let anybody know who's listening, you know, you may be trying to figure out what your next move is, what you're going to do with your life, how you're going to make that dream happen. And the centerpiece to all of those different things is your soul anchored in Jesus Christ. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, offer somebody the opportunity to meet Jesus for the first time. Or if you've been with him and you've kind of, you know, fell off or you've kind of faded away a little bit, you can always reintroduce yourself. So for those who are listening right now, it's so easy. It's the easiest thing in the world. You know, God doesn't ask for anything, but he wants you to confess. He wants you to talk to him. You know, and it's amazing because, you know, the Bible tells us that we fell off with him. It says we messed up, we sinned, we fell off from him, and he tried to do whatever it took. He tried to do as much possible to have a relationship with us. I've never seen anything like that before. You know, Chess, it's funny. If you had a friend and their significant other did them wrong, and they was like, "Well, I got to get back with them," you're like, "But they cheated on you," and you're like, "Don't get back with them. They messed up. They cheated on you. You don't need to get back with them." And here God is. He's saying, "I know you messed up with me. I know you did me wrong, but I still need you in my life. I still need to have a relationship with you." And he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So what he did was said, "You know, you messed up with me, but I'm willing to die for you." So anybody who's listening right now, if you want to know who this man Jesus is, all you have to do is first you have to confess with your mouth. You have to confess that, "God, I sinned, I fell, I messed up." And then you have to acknowledge the fact that you fell off, that you're a sinner, that you live a life of sin. And then after you do that, you say that you want him to come into your heart. You want him to cleanse you. You want him to be your Lord. And then you tell him to come into your life. and you accept him as your personal savior. You recognize that he died, and not only did he die, but he rose for your sins. And he is now Lord over your life. And once you make that confession, you're part of the family. You're part of the family. You know, it may be an emotional experience right now. It may, feel different. But even if it doesn't, your confession and your emotions are two different things. Right now, when you make that confession, heaven is throwing a party. They said the angels celebrate when one soul gets saved. So right now, heaven is throwing a party because you made that confession. So right now, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that there's someone listening right now. There's someone who needs you. There's someone who wants you. There's someone who desires you. And they may not have known how to do it. They may not have known how to get to you. But right now, God, we pray that you whisper in their ear. We pray that you talk to them in their sleep. And you talk to them as they go throughout their day, God. And you let them know that you still love them, that you still want to be with them, that they're not lonely, that they're not by themselves, that they don't have to do this alone, God. And you talk to them and you let them know that you still love them. Some people out there feel like they don't have love and nobody understands them, God, but you told us that you came down on this earth to fulfill this life. You said, think not that I come to condemn the law. No, I came to fulfill it. You came to show us how to live on earth, God. And not only did you come to show us how to live, but you died. And then after you died, you rose. And then you said, I am going to be Lord over your life. I came to save you. So, God, I believe that someone is listening right now, and they've received personal savior. God, be with them. Show them your face. Show them who you are. And show them your amazing grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. It is almost time to shut the show down. And I'm upset that we got to shut everything down. But before we do, I have to get all your information. Chess, please tell the people your name, how to follow you, how to book. We need all of it. How can we get the Chester Davis Music Group?
Okay. If you are on Facebook, all you got to do is type in Chester. That's C-H-E-S-T-A, not Chester, but Chester. C-H-E-S-T-A, Chester Davis Music Group. And you will see our fan page and our group page. All you got to do is go and like that, and you'll get information. You'll get information on what we're doing and everything. And also, if you're on Instagram, all you got to do is tap in Chester Davis Music. And that's our page. So on Facebook,
okay.
On Facebook is Chester Davis Music Group. Instagram is Chester Davis Music. Chester, C-H-E-S-T-A.
All right. And let the people know, man, no church too small, no situation too small, no situation
that's
too listen. Big.
Listen,
let them know.
Whatever the event is, if you need it, we will be there for you. Also, you can book us at ChesterDavis.com. ChesterDavis, ChesterDavis.com. You can also book and get all of our dates and what we're doing from the site also. So we just thank God. You can see pictures and videos and clips and all of that. We got some of the studio clips up, Who Helped and everybody and everything like that. You can see it on our website and our Facebook and our social media accounts also.
All right. Thanks, sir. Real quick, we're going to bring in Brother Rob. He's going to do all the announcements, and then we're going to jump on and end the show. All right, Brother Rob, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements, but I'm just going to backtrack. Just for those that have dedicated and chose to rededicate themselves to Christ, we just suggest you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that can nurture the word of Christ. You can find that church home right here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We're a church without walls. You can join us almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast. And if you want to contact us via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you to like us on Facebook where you can hear our upcoming advertisements. You can see our upcoming advertisements and our upcoming shows. Also, we invite you to go on anchor.com or Anchor FM or follow any of the links on our social media pages so you can get a morning word of prayers, a morning word of worship. So please feel free to invite a friend to do so. God's morning, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow night at the 8 p.m. hour for By Faith We Good, hosted by Minister Bernard Marrow. Once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom for By Faith We Good, hosted by Minister Bernard Marrow. And that's going to be, once again, at the 8 p.m. hour, so don't miss it, and don't forget to tell a friend. And so with that being said, we thank each and every one of you for joining us for today's episode, whether you're joining us via phone or you've been listening online, no matter where in the world you are, we thank you and we appreciate your listenership. And before I get off the line, I want to ask your host a question.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, I want to ask your guest a question.
Chess.
Right here. Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, yeah. Being in the industry for a while, I just want to know, you don't have to name any names. Have you ever ghostwritten for any artists?
Have I ghostwritten for any artists?
Or sung with any artists?
I've sung with a few artists, and I've kind of ghostwritten. Ghostwriting is like it's like almost taboo. You shouldn't tell nobody, laugh out loud. But yes, sir, I have. Amen. We have.
I like where you creep that in. What are some of the people you sung with, real quick?
I've sung with Hershey Lee Coles. I've sung with D Wilkes. The projects are out. One song called Spurgle Word, I'm actually on Hershey Lee Cole's album. I've also did an album with Eternal Flow, Elements of the Soul. I did that for them and, you know, a host of others. Plus I play drums. I play behind like a lot of artists and everything. So I've been around a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty big. The list is long. Before we jump off the show, I want to also remind everybody that the pop-up Bible studies is every other Monday. So this Monday, we're still doing the pop-up Bible studies for Burgess Family Ministries. That's definitely a big deal. The numbers are growing. It started out in somebody's house. Next thing you know, we had to move it around because the numbers kept growing. So definitely look at the pop-up Bible studies every Monday. And I go live on Facebook. That's Arthur Burgess III. We go live on Facebook for all the Bible studies. And as well as, a couple other things that are coming up with different ministries. Please, y'all, stay tuned. I know everybody's asking for new content. Everybody's asking for what's next. So we're going to make those things happen. I just got to do it in a certain way. You can't just throw everything out there one time. You got to spoon feed people. You can't just give them everything at once. So I definitely want to keep y'all posted on the pop-up Bible studies. And also, we have a few minutes. If Pastor Toy wants to say anything before we get off the air, please come on. And if you can, say something real quick, and then we're going to jump off and close out. Once again, Chess, man, thank you for everything. I really appreciate you, man. I really do. You know, it's a long time coming, but it's here, and I'm excited, bro.
Thank you, man. Listen, I appreciate for the opportunities. Want to give a shout-out to my wife. I love you, babe. Shout-out to my church, Verity Outreach Worship Center. What's up?
Definitely got a shout-out, Verity.
Love you, man.
For real. All right. So with that being said, we're going to wrap this thing up. All those who are listening, like I said before, you know, if this is your time to build your art, build it, man. Even if you don't know what to do, how to do it, God is always going to give you a plan. God is always going to show you how to do it. Even if it's unfamiliar territory, God is going to lay the blueprint out for you. So build your arc while you can. You have no excuses. Remember what Chester said? He said, there's no need for God to make provision if you're not walking in the vision. I'm still in that. I'm letting you know I'm still in that. I'm going to say it one more time. Everybody, there's no need for God to make provision if you're not walking in the vision. God bless you. Thank y'all for coming out. We're going to see y'all again. This is the Healing Hour. I'm your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III. See you again on Thursday.
Peace.
Jesus led. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.